Good morning. A Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And we're hoping this week will be the week like the big snowstorm that the pledges pile up in the lockbox challenge.
David, you are so right. Everywhere I go, people are talking about this thing. You know, people really are part of this association, and that's what we are, an association of people with like minds who are interested in important news and discussion, and that's what you get at WAMC and music and folk music and Wanda, you name it. We've got it all here, and it's all because you've built it up. So put something in a lockbox and make us all happy.
WAMC.org. And Alan, speaking of the snowstorm, what a snowstorm. Boy, did we dodge a big one. And we saw accumulations all around the region of the storm, as high as 30 to 40 inches, and reading stories about people who have died as a result of overexertion.
Yeah. If you're not a person who exercises, don't do it no matter what the temptation is. I know that there's a double whammy here. People are expected to keep their front of their houses clean and snowless. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it isn't worth dying for. And that's all there is to it. David, we did dodge a bullet, but there'll be other bullets, believe me, and they'll come our way as they have in the past. In the Berkshires where I live, some people are not happy because there's not enough snow for skiing. Well, you know, some people do well in a certain circumstance, and some people don't. As for me, I feel bad for the ski people, but not for us.
Certainly cold enough to make snow right now.
It certainly is, and I was walking Murray the dog, and we have now put on his tartan coat. He's a dog who doesn't particularly like that, but he is accepting it and is not freezing, which is good.
Oh, Murray. Well, here's a story for you. It's not the first time we've heard of this. It comes from Brendan Lyons of the Albany Times Union, Alan. The headline, traffic ticket voided for cop. State Police Superintendent Joseph A. D'Amico intervened in an incident in which a ticket was voided earlier this month for an off-duty New York Police Department officer whose vehicle struck a marked state police van, injuring the trooper driving it. Crash took place on January 8th on Interstate 87.
David, I'm shocked. Simply shocked that police sometimes get a benefit out of knowing other policemen. However, when one policeman hurts another policeman, then you'll see some changes.
Well, Donald Trump said that he could shoot someone and wouldn't lose voters.
He said he could, and there were applause from the audience, apparently, and laughter. And it's the kind of outrageousness that has turned a lot of people on to Trump. There is a certain know-nothingness in the population that responds when somebody says, I could shoot somebody and still get elected, and people like it. Now, look, Trump is running against PC. And so every time he says something that is decidedly not PC, like this comment, people say, yeah, yeah, you know, he says what he thinks. To which I always say, what does he think?
Let's hop on over to the Democratic side, Alan, and Bernie Sanders, who seems to be really giving Hillary Clinton a time of it when you look at the polls.
David, the real question here is, of course, Mike Bloomberg. Because Mike Bloomberg has now said that he'll come into the race, or at least he's hinted, that he'll come into the race if Sanders is the nominee and not Clinton. And, of course, every time that you see a Sanders victory because of the Democratic base. Now, who are Democrats? They're people who have always believed in equality. They're people who believe that the rich shouldn't own everything and that people should share in the benefits of the society. And so when you take Mike Bloomberg, a billionaire, willing to come in and get a lot of votes, David, let me tell you, I know a couple, both of whom were committed to Sanders, and they both said to each other that Bloomberg is the right guy, the right compromise, he wants what's good for people, and that they're thinking of changing their votes from Sanders to Bloomberg. Now, when you think about that, think about a general election, a three-way race. Those are two people who would vote for the Democrat. And so that does help the Republican, no question about it. There are Democrats who really believe that the entrance of Bloomberg into the race will help them because it will take votes away from the Republicans. But I'm not so sure. I got to see some polls on this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Get to that lockbox. We got a week.
David, it's really getting very, very close. Now I'm getting worried.
WAMC.org.